This is KCUR 89.3. The catastrophic flooding in Missouri, Kansas, and the upper Midwest last month caused more than $12 billion worth of damage by one estimate, and the losses are still mounting, but there's more at risk. KCUR's Frank Morris reports the flooding is straining tight bonds between farmers and their land, and between small-town residents and their lifelong communities.
Lynch, Nebraska, way up on the South Dakota line, is remote, only about 200 people. But three nights a week, the bowling alley here is hopping.
Well, I'm Sandy Fisher, and I own Eagle Lanes in Lynch, Nebraska. And I'm chief cook, bottle washer, mechanic. I do the whole nine yards.
Bowlers here nurse cans of beer and chat. Nobody is on their phone. Cell service is kind of sketchy. Some look to be in their 20s, others pushing 70. Most, if not all, are lifelong residents, and community runs deep.
Small a town as we are, we're really proud of all the things we have, the theater and the pool and the bowling alley and the grocery store.
Yeah, so all the tickets and everything, yeah.
Okay, there's your groceries.
Okay.
And there's five apples. Is that enough for you?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, I'll be right back with your receipt.
Georgia Courtney at the Lynch Hometown Market carries a bag of groceries out to an elderly, disabled man waiting in his truck. She says people here just take care of each other that way. But this town is in trouble. The little grocery store is for sale. Courtney's worried about losing her job. And since the flood, life here is harder.
Well, I'm homeless right now, but I'm staying with friends. There's a lot of us displaced that are trying to find, you know, a place to go, a place to live, or whatever, but there's not that much housing in this town.
When Ponca Creek, running through Lynch, jumped its banks, swamping about a third of the town last month, it set off a chain reaction that threatens to unravel this tight-knit community.
Everybody would really like to stay here, but we don't have the housing. I mean, there's just not enough room.
Tamara Smith lost her home. She's disabled and worried that the tiny hospital in Lynch will soon close. So she's moving.
It's a rough time for everybody, and it's going to get a lot rougher.
The flood has triggered a cascade of economic problems, starting with the most vital sector here, agriculture. Farmers lost cattle, hay to feed them, and in some cases, access to pastures. Diane Heiser says she and her husband may sell out and leave.
It's tough. And we live really in paradise. I mean, this is gorgeous. This valley here is absolutely beautiful. But the economics are just, and they're not getting any easier. It just gets harder and harder and harder to make it. So
it's a tough situation for Lynch and for all of Boyd County here. Only about 2,000 people live across the whole county. The average income is less than $27,000 a year per capita, low for Nebraska. And Boyd County faces $4.5 million worth of emergency road work.
Well, we got damage all the way from one end of the county to the other.
Chuck Reed is sheriff of Boyd County.
I am beat.
A lot of people work, and most people shop in the next county south. But Reed says most of the ways to get there across the Niobrara River are closed.
The 281 bridge is there, but the road's gone. The Highway 11 bridge is junk. The Stewart-Napier bridge is gone.
Reed says all the detours have doubled or tripled commute times and prompted at least one mother he knows to move her whole family to be closer to work. That's the kind of story that Gail Spencer, who keeps the books for the county water system, hates to hear.
None of these towns can stand to lose anybody. None of the churches can stand to lose anybody. The schools. It's going to be a challenge.
And as if all the washed out roads and swamped houses weren't bad enough, flooding took out the county's water supply. Tap water won't be safe to drink for another month, and repairs will cost more than $1 million.
We didn't need this at all.
That feeling is widespread this spring, even hundreds of miles from Boyd County. Last month's flood is forcing a reckoning in ravaged towns and farms across Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Iowa.
Well, I don't think most of the people in Bartlett will come back.
Farmer Pat Sheldon is talking about Bartlett, Iowa, population 50 on the southwest edge of the state, flooded by the Missouri River.
I don't think there's hardly anybody in McPaul that will come back. I mean, they've had water up to their eaves or higher. The town that I grew up in and around Percival, we might be lucky if half the residents come back. A lot of them may just throw their hands up and say, we're getting out.
Well, I guess I'll take a hot dog.
Okay.
Bill,
you know.
It's a special.
In Glenwood, Iowa, volunteers are serving lunch to flood victims from little towns nearby.
My name's Sharon Stewart, and I'm from Pacific Junction, Iowa.
An old railroad town close to the Missouri River and prone to flooding, but Stewart says the crests never reached her house until last month when it took 12 feet of water. She says many of Pacific Junction's 450 people are, like her, older, lifelong residents who won't be going home.
They can't go back and face this again, knowing that everything they had is gone. It's kind of like a death.
We'll go look.
Farther downstream, Richard Oswald farms near Rockport, Missouri, but he's not farming today.
Well, I've heard people say, well, I guess it's going to be a summer off because if you can see all the water on the fields around us, and these fields over here to your right, those are fields that I farm, and they're completely covered with water. There's still 5 feet of water on that field.
The deluge broke records here, and water came up neck deep in a place Oswald had never, in his 69 years, seen flooding before. The house where he was born and where he's lived most of his life.
Well, I'm not going to go back to that house, and I'm not going to let anybody else live in that house because I don't think it's going to be safe.
He's concerned about mold and future floods amplified by climate change and river management. There's also the threat of aging dams upstream from here giving way. But with all that hanging over his operation, Oswald is just not ready to give up farming this land.
I've even had people that I am acquainted with and that I am friendly with who, when this occurred, said, well, it's just time to let this all go back to nature down here. Well, that's my farm.
That determination to hold on, it's pretty strong in Lynch, Nebraska, too.
Through the flood? Oh, definitely. Yeah. It'll take more than that to put us down.
Sandy Fisher, the bowling alley, says devoted residents will shore up this town. So while the spring's flood will likely finish some rural communities, others will stick it out in the face of deteriorating odds, not so much on the strength of their levees as on the will of their residents. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.